Okay, look at your feet. What's on your feet right now? What do you have? Do you have slippers? Are you a slipper-wearing person? If you are, there are rules to slippers.
There's rules to slippers?
Yeah, that's what we're debating here in court. I know, trivial, yet very important. 2222899, you have to decide if it's jerk or justified.
Who came up with these rules?
These are just rules, everybody. I don't know who came up, who was the first person to say this is a rule, but this is a rule everybody knows.
Are they on a little slip of paper in like four languages when you get them out of the box?
Probably. I'm sure. Because I caught my husband breaking the rules, so I get, yeah.
Oh, you're
I mean,
rule.
Not everybody follows the rules, and that's why we have the judgment zone.
All right. Then what did he do?
Okay. So I caught him breaking the biggest, most important rule of all, wearing slippers. He went outside around the garage and down the driveway to bring in the garbage in his slippers. And then he came back in the house and started walking around the house.
No! He did not.
He did. I go, what the hell are you doing?
Shame on him.
Those are now outdoor shoes. You have officially made those now your new sneakers.
No. There's slippers. You have to think of them like the 5-second rule. You know, you drop a piece of food. Like, if you just run out quick.
You live your life by the 5-second rule.
Yeah, you just get, you know, so you, if you run out, if you, oh, I got to throw that, you know, I got to put some stuff in the recycle bin. Kind of tiptoe out there, and then you tiptoe back.
I highly doubt you're tiptoeing.
And I can stand your little toes.
And I've seen your slippers. They're like ballet slippers. So you tiptoeing is just a sight for all of us to see.
Don't you like the little straps that go up my ankles?
I like how they're bedazzled. No, even there, the 5-second rule is bogus. Like, some dude came up with that because your feet are still touching the ground. The ground is still messy, and you're still stepping on bugs and stuff and then bringing them into the house.
Is it jerk or justified
to wear your slippers outside and then back in the house again?
Hi to Buzz, jerk or justified?
Scotty.
What?
It is justified.
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Sandy, are they hard bottom or soft bottom slippers for him?
They're hard bottom.
Oh.
Well, then you need to just deal with it. If they were soft bottom sucking up everything, then that's a different story. If they're hard bottom, they're meant to take some surface bumping. So if there's a rug on the way into the house, he can wipe his feet, you'll be fine.
To prove to him how wrong this is, I took a bleach wipe and wiped the bottom sole of his slipper when he came back in the house.
Yeah.
Filthy. I go, see this? This would have been on our white carpets.
Well, that's what you get for having white carpets. But then again, that's a standard Italian thing, isn't it?
Yeah. They still have the plastic on the couch in the front room.
Oh, boom, boom.
Nobody sit on that couch. That's the good
all
couch.
All right. 2222899.
Jerk or justified?
Yeah, I go to the store all the time in my pajamas. So it's totally justified.
But do you wear your slippers to the store?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. You took this to a whole new level.
After I get home from work, I put my pajamas on and my slippers, and if I have to go to the store, I ain't putting my clothes back on. So I just put my pajamas and my slippers.
I can't even.
I know she can't. 222 Buzz, can you call us, jerk or justified?
You leave them at the door and put new ones on.
Two sets of slippers?
Yes, sir.
Come on, you're just popping out for a second.
No. You took them outside, you wore them on, and no.
That defeats the purpose of slippers, right?
That's correct. Okay.
So that would be justified?
Jerk. I would be a jerk for wearing the same pair in the house.
Okay, gotcha. Thanks, man.
Good morning. It is a jerk. Slippers are made for the home.
Thank you.
And the home is where you take the garbage out in the home.
What?
No. Do it in the garage. It's outside your home. No, yeah. My husband does it all the time. I hate it. No.
Thank you. Hello, the Buzz. Is it jerk or justified?
It's totally jerk.
Oh, a guy saying it's a jerk?
It's totally jerk. What's the point of having slippers if you're going to go outside, do stuff, and come back inside?
Thank you. I mean, that's the only explanation you need. How come these people don't understand?
Hi to Buzz, jerk or justified?
Oh, yeah, I'm guilty. This morning, I'm guilty. I'm a jerk. I'm guilty. Are you kidding me? I go out there. I shovel the whole driveway with the slippers on. Came in. They were all wet. Snow all over my rug on the side of my bed here. I'm guilty. Yes,
wow,
ma'am.
Wow.
Okay, that's said you're guilty, which you will after you exit the courtroom. You will go to jail. But before that, your official verdict, though, is?
It's a jerk move.
Oh. Yeah.
Self-awareness. Yeah. Thank you. Good morning. The buzz. Is it jerk or justified to leave your slippers on going outside and back in again?
Oh, for sure, justified. I've seen people in the grocery store wearing slippers.
Notice, by the way, I'd like to point out something to the court. Not one woman does this. You guys are all slobs.
Hey, Ada. Hey, you go outside in your slippers and come back in the house? Say it louder.
Yeah.
Oh! Thanks. Hi, to Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Justified.
Why even wear slippers? Now you turn them into shoes.
No. I do slippers from beginning of May to the end of October.
Uh-huh.
And who in the right mind has white carpet in the house?
I know. It's on my stairs. It wasn't the smartest decision I've made.
Not a good idea.
But they're beautiful carpets. Well, they once were.
Thanks, man. Hi, the boys. Jerk or justified?
It's justified. I do it all the time. And you know what? Sandy is so controlling.
I think she's just crazy.
Certain things I fight for. there's a... Okay.
Oh, my God. You need to get out more often.
But I will have shoes on when I do.
Thank you.
Where are we?
I need two more jerks. To tie it up.
To tie it?
Yeah.
So the next justified would make it a win. Hi, to Buzz, jerk or justified?
I think it is a jerk move.
Oh.
To wear your slippers outside and then back inside.
Oh, I so needed you.
Take your slippers off, put your shoes on. Repeat. I train my kids. When you walk in the door, your shoes come off, your slippers go on.
You have white carpets too?
We got to work.
I do not have white carpet.
We got to work harder.
I'm not the one that cleaned the floor. I am.
That's right. We got to work harder to train our husbands now.
Thank you.
Okay, one more. One more jerk will tie it up.
Hi, the boys. Jerk or justified?
I want to say jerk.
Oh, you tied it. Oh.
And kiss.
Another thing, too. My daughter, who is a female, she does it, too.
She does.
She drives me nuts. Well, I go to her house. She's got her slippers on. She's going to go outside to have a cigarette, and she wears it. I put your shoes on. No, I'm okay. I'm okay. I sweep the floor. No, you don't go out in slippers and come back in the house.
Sweeping the floor is not going to help, tell her. Scrub that floor.
Yeah, replace the floor.
She also believes in the five-second rule, which makes no sense either.
It's a five-second slipper rule. It works for pizza and slippers.
It works for nothing.
Okay, tied up. Now what do we do?
Well, the very next call, and all the phone lines are ringing, so this is it. The next call to wear your slippers outside and then walk around inside the house. Is it jerk or justified?
It's a jerk move.
Oh, you put it over the
edge. I love you guys. Yeah. It's definitely a jerk.
Wow. Come back. On the Judgment Zone. Woo!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.